This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Morning, Limestone Coast Southeast. Milo, we're talking World Game, and of course, who better to talk to? Good morning, Tony D'Agostino.
Hey, Milo, great to be back.
Now, the format this year was steel. I meant it was basically only juniors last weekend. Now, just having a look at the 17s, Central's 11 far too good for Millicent 1. So Millicent may have a problem with numbers there.
Yeah, it looks like it's from what I can understand from talking to some people from Millicent, is that it's a bit of a rebuild. I think they're struggling for numbers last year and they're using some very young kids into that grade. And it's about trying to keep them together and hopefully improve for years to come.
And the other 17s game, Apollo 3 defeated International, no score now. Inter were reigning premiers, but obviously they've seen a lot of kids go up.
Yeah, that's and Apollo, from what I understand, have got that next generation of the young, the more senior players in their team. Look, the game, from what I understand, was a very close game, Milo. Inter had a penalty earlier, missed it, and then Apollo came back and hit them hard. And they had a couple of chances near the end to score again, but Apollo held on. And so it was probably closer than what the score shows. But you're right, the age of the players going up from last year's team to the be now seniors is going to probably make Inter more competitive with most of the other teams.
There you go. That's good for the comp. Now, this weekend, the big boys, Inter will travel up to Narracourt. Narracourt will really improve as last year. Do you believe they'll continue on with that and give Inter a run for their money?
Absolutely. To be honest, looking at some of the trial matches early in the year, Narracourt beat Apollo 1-0, and it took everybody's attention, Milo. And I got a feeling that Narracourt are going to be the big improvers this year. And as a team that we are all going to watch, and in actual fact, I hope for the competition's sake, they do take the next step because it's going to be really good.
Good luck to Daniel Schreiber and his boys. Now, Blue Lake United, and at the helm we have Andy Armandi. It'll be taking on Central's Chris Fleetwood driving the troop there. Now, did you ever look at Central's at the trial game that they had with Inter earlier in the season?
I did, yes. And it was surprising. I do believe that Central's took the game as a trial match and they got an opportunity to blood some young kids. They were missing some players and I think the scoreline was a bit flattering for Inter in that way. They did dominate in the second half, but I think Central's were trialling a few players. On a positive, they have got Sam Schumark back from Adelaide, and he is a quality player. Mm-hmm. Throw him in the team with Chris Fleetwood. I'm not sure what Nathan Fleetwood's going to do. A couple of other boys that they were missing during that trial match. I think they're going to be too strong for Blue Lake, and they're going to be a team to watch this year again.
Yeah, all the action will happen and the weather looks reasonable. Now, looking down the track, obviously we're going to have to see a few games before we know what's going to happen. But usual format, the juniors will go away for the carnivals, but nothing for the seniors, Tony.
There's rumours.
Oh!
I haven't been able to, probably can't tell you too much this week, but I'll promise you I'll give you a scoop next week.
Oh, well, I just had a feeling I'd better ask you. So, look, I'll keep my fingers crossed. I know it's a hobby horse of yours, and we'll see what happens. But obviously, back into action with the Steel Line Cup, and of course, big thank you to Tony Steen and his roving rep, Mal Lockwood. As always, Tony, thanks for your coverage, and we look forward to your report. We'll see if your predictions are on the money.
Oh, yeah, and I'm looking forward to telling you because I don't know how you find out these things, but, it looks like it's going to be some good news about the seniors. So, I'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, I'll talk to you next week, and I'll be back tomorrow morning with Barney, and we'll catch up with KG. And don't forget, listeners, get your pink buns. They're out today at Baker's Delight, Compton Street, and 100% of proceeds go to breast cancer research. We'll catch up down the track, Tone.
Thanks, mate. See you, Molly.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.